Welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jerry. And right now I'm going to explain to you the word soundtrack. 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 Now, what we usually mean by soundtrack, when we say the word soundtrack, we mean the music in a movie. A lot of times, famous movies and popular movies use famous singers and famous musicians to write songs or contribute songs to the movie, and they have it in the background, or they have different ways to use the music in the movie. Sometimes movies like The Little Mermaid or other kinds of movies like that have their own songs, and the characters sing those songs. And also, the movie companies, they sell the CDs. Sometimes they make a lot of money, sometimes more money than the movie itself. You can buy CDs of the music in a movie. And that's what a soundtrack is. You want to buy the soundtrack of a movie, like Titanic or The Little Mermaid. So now you know what a soundtrack is. Stay with us. Coming up next is Meiguo Li, American Slang.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I understand, okay?
You're mad. Well, who wouldn't be mad?
But he's going to shoot you.
No, he's not.
Hey!
Hey!
Oh, you!
Make your peace with God, AJ!
God's got a gun, man! He's shooting at me!
Harry, this is not funny!
Harry, listen to me! We can talk to so much!
Oh, is this a serious thing? Yeah, pretty serious.
Yeah, man,
he's
shooting at
me.
You see Harry coming
cracking
with that
ring. I told AJ's dad just before he died that she would take care of the boy, and I'm not sure that shooting him, they're taking care of him.
Why don't you put the gun down?
You don't want none of this, Bear. Get out of my way.
Just trying to give my man a head start, that's all.
Not to mention the fact that I don't think you want to kill the best man on your crew before we strike off.
Oh, shit, I ain't gonna kill him. He's gonna take a foot off. A man can work with one foot. Remember old Frank Marshall worked with one hand on him here?
Yeah, but he wasn't very good.
Harry, put the gun down! You're acting insane!
Now, honey, go get some clothes on and get out of her way.
You can't control my life!
Fine. Clothes, now!
Stop! All right, it was funny for a minute. It's not funny anymore.
Hey, this is illegal, man.
I'm pepperoni with say, Rock. It's all right.
Hello,欢迎进入美国俚语单元。 今天要教给你的俚语是 a head start.
Why don't you put the gun down?
You don't want none of this, Bear. Get out of my way.
Just trying to give my man a head start. That's all.
A head start is an early start. 中国有句古话叫笨鸟要先飞，是不是笨鸟我们先不管，总之先飞起来。它的意思就是走在别人的前面。这个俚语表达叫 a head start. 不错，举个例子给你，你就会使用它了。 因为在生活当中我们会说 好，看这个句子不错。 我可以说 You should get early and study. 你应该早起干嘛学习。 You should get up early and study. 为什么？ Get a head start on your classmates. 你要走在你的同学的前面，走在谁的前面，这个短语你已经发现了，叫 Get a head start on 后面加人物。 再说一遍后面一个一半的句子叫 你应该走到你的同学的前面， 走在他们前面叫 Get a head start on your classmates. 再拿个例子给你， 我可以说 Craig这个家伙 跑得很慢。 这个句子叫 Craig is a slow runner， 可是他总是先别人出发， 意思就是他总是走在别人的前面。 这个句子我们可以用 He got a head start on the others， 结果自然可以想象，所以赢得比赛的总是他，或许是他，这个句子叫 So he might win the race， 这个句子再说一遍， Craig is a slow runner， 跑得比较慢，但是他笨鸟先飞， He got a head start on the others， So he might win the race.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I understand, okay? You're mad. But who wouldn't be mad?
But he's gonna shoot you.
No, 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 he's not. Push.
Make your peace with God, AJ!
Gun to the gun, man! He's shooting at me!
Harry, this is not funny!
Harry, listen to this! We can talk! It's over!
Oh, is this a serious thing? Yeah, pretty serious.
Harry,
you told AJ's dad just before he died that you would take care of the boy. I'm not sure that shooting him that takes care of him.
Why don't you put the gun down,
Paul? You don't want none of this, Bear. Get out of my way.
Just trying to give my man a head start, that's all.
Not to mention the fact that I don't think you want to kill the best man on your crew before we strike off.
I ain't gonna kill him. I'm gonna take a foot off. A man can work with one foot.
Remember old Frank Larcher work with one hand on him here?
Yeah, but he wasn't very good.
Harry, put the gun down! You're acting insane!
Now, honey, go get some clothes on and get out of the way.
You can't control my life.
Fine. Clothes. Now.
Stop. All right, it was funny for a minute. It's not funny anymore.
This is illegal, man.
I'm temporarily safe, Rock. It's all right.
About this, Raquel? You knew.
No. I had no idea.
Who's here? Hey! Oh, whoa!
I understand.
Okay? You're mad. Well, who wouldn't be mad?
But he's going to shoot you.
No, he's not. Oh!
欢迎进入经典对白。好，要教给你的第一个句子叫，看这个叫。
Oh, you know.
I had no idea.
You knew.
No.I had no idea. I had no idea means I didn't know, but it's very strong. I had no idea. 这句话的意思是我不知道，我怎么会知道呢？它的意思等于 I didn't know. 唯一的区别是语气更加强烈而已。很好记。举个例子给你。先看第一个，我们可以说，嘿，你知道吗？ Duran 会拉小提琴。Gosh.我怎么不知道他这么多才多艺？你不知道的还多了呢。好，我怎么不知道？好，这个句子先来看，我们怎么造？我们可以说 ，Well, Duran can play the violin. 他会拉小提琴。Duran can play the violin. 我怎么不知道他这么多才多艺 ？I had no idea. He was so talented. I had no idea. He was so talented. 记住了。好，再来看第二个句子。我可以说 ，Hey.Don't ask me where your car keys are. I have no idea. 你的车钥匙找不到，问我干什么？我也不知道。I have no idea. 记住了吗？
You know about this, Raquel? You knew.
No. I have no idea.
Who's here? Hey! Oh, whoa!
I understand. Okay? You're not.But who wouldn't be mad?
But he's going to shoot you.
No, he's not.
交给你的都记住了吗？还不够，差得远。再来看一个新的。下面交给你这个词叫 You're mad.
Oh, whoa.
I understand. Okay? You're mad. But who wouldn't be mad?
Mad. Here doesn't mean crazy. But, you know, mad 在本意上，以查字典，它的意思是疯狂的意思，你甚至还会这样的用法叫 be mad about 加个东西，表示你对什么很入迷，但是有点过时了，我们就忘记。当然不能学它，我们来学一个新的叫 mad at。Actually, in American English, mad usually means angry. So, 所以你要说 mad at 就表示 angry， 生谁的气叫 mad。好，举个例子给你，你可以说 you。You'd better go talk to Frank. He's really mad at you. 你最好去问问他本人。You'd better go talk to Frank. 为什么？因为他生你气了。He's really mad at you. 生谁的气？好，再来看第二个例子。我可以说 ，Well, if we're lost, don't get mad at me. 如果我们迷路了，如果我们走错了 ，don't get mad at me. 你可不要生我气，你可不要向我发火。You're the one who forgot the map. You're the one who forgot the map. 没带地图的是你，而不是我。So don't get mad at me. 记住了吗 ？Mad at.
Harry, this is not funny. Harry,
listen to this. We can talk. It's over.
Oh, is this a serious thing?
Yeah, pretty sure it's
刚才片段里面有这样一个句子叫 What's up 讲过了对吗以前教过你 What's up 没关系重复一遍复习一遍两个意思好第一个意思是打招呼我们说 How are you 更通俗的说法跟朋友之间熟的朋友之间你可以说 Hey What's up 好吗过的记住啊是熟人之间才可以用叫 What's up 那第二个意思是表示 What's the matter with you What's wrong with you What's the matter 它的意思是有什么事情吗出什么事情了吗啊，举个例子给你拿起电话来你会说喂我找哪位你说喂嘿、hey, 我就是谁 What's up 打电话找我干什么叫 What's up 对吗记住了出什么事情了吗 What's up 好了小结一下今天所学的内容第一个地方叫No idea, have no idea, 没错。第二点叫 mad at, 不是 about, 就过时了 ,mad at, 表示生谁的气。第三个刚教过叫 what's up, 好了下次见。
Harry, this is not funny!
Yeah, listen to this, we can talk!
Oh, is this a serious thing?
Yeah, pretty serious.
Dad, please, shoot that!
You see Harry coming cracking with that wrist?
He told AJ's dad just before he died that he would take care of the boy. I'm not sure that shooting him that takes care of him.
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. My name is Allison, and today we're talking about a very romantic song from a very, very romantic movie. The movie is called Casablanca. I bet you've heard of it before. It's a black and white movie. It was made a long time ago, and it stars Humphrey Bogart. He's the main actor, and he owns a bar in the movie. And one night, a woman walks into the bar who he knew from many, many, many years ago. They were in love, and then they had to part. Because the World War started, and so now they're back together. And this song is talking about, it's called As Time Goes By. You must remember this. You must remember. Don't forget. A kiss is just a kiss. A kiss, just a kiss. Nothing different. Nothing changes after many years. Whether you're 5 years old or 50 years old, a kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. A sigh is... That's a sigh. Maybe you're tired. Or maybe you're in love. You see someone who you love. And you, so it's, you exhale. And make a noise. That's a sigh. So a sigh, it's just a sigh. It's not anything more complicated. If you're 5 years old or you're 50 years old, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply. Fundamental means 最基本的, the very basic, simple things. Apply. Apply means are considered. The fundamental things don't change. They still exist after many years. So a kiss, very simple, and it doesn't change. It's still fundamentally basic, just a kiss. As time goes by, so as the years change, not everything changes. It's still, a kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. So that's what the song is about. I hope it's clear. We will now listen to it, and I'll see you again on Action English. Bye-bye.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.